Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast on this, the David Vance podcast channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about what could be a looming trade war with the European Union. Oh, yeah. Before we get to that, gentle reminder, hit the heart button at the end of this if you've enjoyed listening. Just take a second and do that. See if you can all do that. It would be very interesting to see how many will take a time to take a second out and do that. And similarly, if you want to support the platform and support and you like the work that we do, then make a small contribution in Donor Box. The link is below. It's dead easy to do. And if you don't fancy that, then there's Buy Me a Coffee link below as well. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the latest shenanigans concerning the specter of a trade war if the UK rewrites the Northern Ireland Protocol. So here's what the fake stream media is saying. The European Commission has raised the spectre of an economically damaging trade war with the UK, pledging to respond with, quote, all measures at its disposal if Liz Truss presses ahead with a plan to rewrite the Northern Ireland Protocol. Or the Foreign Secretary set out plans yesterday to table a bill at some point that would make key changes to the protocol, including waiving all checks on goods flowing from Great Britain to Northern Ireland, where those goods are not destined for the Republic of Ireland. She agreed. She said that the UK government still hoped to agree these changes with the EU, calling them comprehensive and preference. She said, our preference is to reach a negotiated outcome with the EU. We've worked tirelessly to that end and will continue to do so. But of course, she's got nowhere. She left that bit out because the EU is not interested. She claimed the protocol in its current form jeopardised the stability of the Good Friday Agreement. And she said, obviously, the Stormont government's under strain. It can't function at the moment, which is good news. And part of, obviously, her motivation is to placate the DUP, which won't enter a power-sharing government with the IRS Sinn Féin representatives unless the protocol is addressed. So on Tuesday night, Germany expressed shock that the UK was tabling laws to disapply a treaty at a time when the West is accusing Vladimir Putin of international crimes. All right, so Germany see the British government seeking to make sure that goods can travel from Great Britain to Northern Ireland as equivalent to a military incursion into Nazi-ridden hellhole Ukraine. I see. Berlin's representative in Brussels, Sebastian Fischer, said, let's just all threaten each other with breaking international law. Makes for really good partnerships. Meanwhile, former Irish Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, another little globalist tool, told a Cooperation Ireland business dinner in Dublin that the move by Liz Truss was breeding mistrust in European EU capitals. So here we have it. So basically the EU saying, ho, if you guys do anything, we're going to have a trade war with you. If you do anything to make it possible for goods to travel from one part of the UK to another, that's going to cause a trade war. Well, frankly, bring it on. Bring the trade war on tomorrow. Because what's been perfectly obvious to anyone who understands what Brexit was should have been and what it didn't turn out to be, Brexit meant that the United Kingdom left the EU institutions, including the customs area, and the whole trade area. So the UK stood alone. But that's not what happened, because Boris Johnson and his regime foolishly agreed to an arrangement that said, oh no, the number one priority is to make sure there's no border on the island of Ireland. Because if there was a border on the island of Ireland, that might cause the IRA to start killing thousands of people again. So we better not do that. Instead, what we'll do is we'll put a border up the middle of the Irish Sea, meaning that if you are sending, I'll give you an example, plants. If you want to send tomato plants from England to Northern Ireland, they have to go through various forms of checks. If you're selling chocolate bars, they have to go through various forms of checks, including, by the way, getting a veterinary certificate. Yes, you heard me right. you have to get a vet certificate if you want to send chocolate bars from England to Northern Ireland. Those are just a couple of everyday examples. There's millions more of an incredible bureaucracy that swung in to accommodate the European Union at the behest of the constitutional integrity of Northern Ireland. So the DUP are perfectly right. I mean, they've been forced to do that, by the way, but the DUP have gotten to the point where they've said, well, look, we can't run with this, guys. You're going to have to seriously amend this protocol so that products can flow unhindered from Great Britain to Northern Ireland. Now, there's talk of, oh, well, we'll have a green channel and a red channel. A green channel will mean goods that are traveling from Northern Ireland, sorry, from Great Britain to Northern Ireland and staying in Northern Ireland, they go through the green channel, whereas if they're going to the Irish Republic, they go through a red channel because then they would need to be checked. But I think that's adding complexity as well. I mean, what needs to happen is the most obvious thing in the world. The Irish Sea border vanishes. We tear it up. And what we do is we say, well, the Irish border should be the border. It's not unreasonable. You know, I know some Irish Republicans don't want to accept it, but there is actually a border. It's there at the moment. It's a currency border, for example. It's a VAT border. So it exists. It's a fiscal border. Is it and literally, when you drive across that border, you move from from one legal jurisdiction to another. So it's just been an indulgence to say, oh, no, we've got to totally protect that. But it's more the fact that the EU would turn around to us and say, no, UK, how dare you seek to have all four parts of your country intact? How dare you? If Brexit meant anything, it meant the United Kingdom leaving the UK as one constitutional entity. And now this is the game that's in place. The Northern Ireland Unionists are saying that's what it should mean. The EU and its ciphers in Dublin are saying, no, it shouldn't mean that there at all. It shouldn't mean that. And it's going to be up to the Johnson regime to resolve it. I have no confidence in Boris Johnson. I've got no confidence in Liz Truss to do anything at all, apart from issue statements, of course, and talk about timetabling things over the next couple of months. Well, if that's what you're going to do, knock yourself out. There will not be a functioning government in Northern Ireland until such times as the Northern Ireland Protocol is dramatically, if not entirely removed, amended in such a way that we have, again, a fully functioning four parts to the United Kingdom. I don't think that's unreasonable. I don't see why the UK, EU would want to have a trade war with us over it. Remember, in doing this, we would instigate Article 16 within the agreement between the UK and the EU, which allows us to do it if we find ourselves in such a circumstance. So there you have it anyway. The EU is trying to suggest still, after all this time, that Brexit doesn't really mean Brexit because we're keeping part of the UK. Well, you're not. Thanks for listening.